Christmas is a wonderful time to celebrate Christ's birth, but it's also a dangerous time for some Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Even in danger, though, we can share Christ's hope and love. One ministry is helping to do this in Asia. We'll unpack these stories in today's Mission Network News. We'll start today in Pakistan with a look at a grim one-year anniversary, the ISIS bombing of a church that was packed with people who are watching a Christmas program. The government's beefing up security in that area in the days ahead. And considering weeks of extremist fury over Asia Bibi's acquittal on blasphemy charges, what does this mean for Christians this year at Christmas? We posed the question to Voice of the Martyrs USA. Here's what spokesman Todd Nettleton had to say.
In the last couple of months, you've had radical Muslims marching in the streets all over Pakistan, raising the temperature, raising the level of animosity. And so Christians now look at that and say, wow, we were already attacked during the Christmas season last year. What could happen this year? So it's a key time to be in prayer for our brothers and sisters in Pakistan.
This has not gone unnoticed internationally. The U.S. State Department this week put Pakistan on notice as a country of particular concern over its religious freedom violations, and the Bibi case has figured largely into that discussion.
Pray for protection for Christians because there is that level of animosity and anger right now, especially during this Christmas season. This is a time when Christians gather together for worship, they gather together for fellowship, and to celebrate Christ's birth. It is also a time when they're targeted.
Next, at the close of the year, many Christians find themselves asking God what He would have them do for the kingdom next year. For believers ready to commit their talents to the mission field full-time, Mission Aviation Fellowship could be the right fit. As an aviation ministry, MAF reaches isolated people with aid, resources, and the hope of the gospel. They're currently looking for more aircraft mechanics, pilots, field IT technicians, and teachers. MAF's Chrissy Rask says one person can fill more than one job.
Sort of the backbone of our pilot staff is pilots that have a mechanics rating just because of the kinds of places we fly. And we have a variety of people that bring the pilot component and another component to it.
MAF's teachers work with the kids and other MAF families.
We are looking for certified teachers that are willing to go and invest. They are investing in the lives of the students they teach, and that's their primary focus. But through that, the ripple effect is just wonderful in the communities that they live in and get to participate in.
Could God be calling you to the mission field with MAF next year? Even if you don't have all the qualifications yet, MAF mobilizers can give you more information and connect you with the right resources. Details are at our website. And Christmas Eve is just 10 days away. Are you looking for any last-minute gifts? Well, how about a goat? You don't have to wrap it or stick it under a tree. In fact, it would be given to a needy family in India on behalf of someone you love. India Partners' Donna Glass says their gift catalog is ideal for that person on your Christmas list who already has everything.
I can provide a gift in honor of somebody who has everything they already need, and I can do it for $10. Or I can contribute towards a well because I know this person is very passionate about clean, safe water.
More than 61 million Indians live in extreme poverty. India Partners wants to eradicate that by working towards an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion. It only takes one person to start a trend.
It's like if you see a smile, so somebody smiled at you and you start smiling, and the next person who sees you starts smiling in return. And so it just becomes this epidemic of smiles. And I think it's the same thing with compassion.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
Some families, especially at this time of year, they sit down together and they look at the catalog and they make a choice that they want to give to help somebody halfway around the world.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a Christmas ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Offwood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. Get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.